live go.
Take your Bibles this morning and turn to Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter. Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter. And kind of privilege and honor to stand before you today and to make an attempt to preach a message from God's Word. And somebody asked me this morning how long I've been doing this. I said 40 years. And I'm still attempting to preach a message. And if the Lord doesn't use it, it won't be used. And this room class in to be invited to preach in the conference and to visit with people I've loved and known for years and meet new people. And before we get into the message, I would like to invite you, if you can come down and be with us, September the 10th through the 14th, 7 o'clock each night. We'll be having special services. And Brother Tom Ross will be preaching for us, so come out and be with us if you can. Pray for our meeting. And I'll tell you, churches need revival. We are having a meeting. And I've had a lot of meetings in 40 years. But I'd still like to see revival. I've never experienced revival. And we need that, so come be with us. Pray for our meeting. And I'll tell you, wasn't it wonderful to see Brother Moore get up and lead the singing? Oh, what a blessing. I can remember all the physical problems he'd have. And I'd call Brother Minnie and he'd be in the hospital. We'd pray for him some more. And also Sister Patrick. See a big smile on her face. And I saw her last night and said, I thought you looked sick, but you look great. And that's better looking sick than at any time, Sister Patrick. So thank the Lord. The Lord's blessed them. They're here this year. Ezekiel chapter 33. And look in verse 30. Also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses. You know, Baptists have a pastime, extracurricular activity. They butcher and eat preachers for Sunday dinner. And that's what that's talking about. If you're prone to talk about your pastor, I'll tell you what you can do. Pray for him. I preached a message one Sunday. And on Sunday night, a young man came and he said, "Preacher, I'm sorry." He said, "I got caught right in the middle of your message and I went home and I told my mother, we can't do this anymore." He said, "We cut asunder your messages and tried to excuse ourselves from believing them." This is what they're doing. Everyone to his brother saying, "Come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people come, and they set before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. They hear and they do not. For with their mouths they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice, and can play well on an instrument, for they hear thy words, but they do them not. And when this cometh to pass, and though it will come, look at this, then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them." We need to remember, come what may, the Lord said, "Preach for the here and now." That's in the Word of God. And we don't wait for people to hear, we preach. Like I said, I've been preaching 40 years, and a lot of it hasn't been too receptive when I preached it. So, now, turn to the book of Jeremiah, and this will be your text. Jeremiah 37, and look in verse 17. Jeremiah 37, 17. Now, we know that Jeremiah has been a thorn in the flesh of Israel.
He preached what thus saith the Lord. He gave them the message that God gave him. And he warned them if they would not receive the message and repent,
that the end was coming.
He was their doomsday
prophet.
And so they get angry and they put him in prison. And then Zedekiah,
the king, sent
and took him out. And they asked him secret in his house and said, is there any word from the Lord? Is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said, there is. For saith he, the Lord said now, thou shalt be delivered in the hands of the king of Babylon.
Their fate is sealed.
They're under the permissive will of God. And not too far hence, they're going to be driven
and chains to Babylon.
Is there
any word from the Lord?
Is there not
a word from the Lord?
See, both of these prophets prophesied during the time when judgment was ready to fall upon Israel. The invading Babylon army was on the way. And they were sure to fall.
And that's what Ezekiel said.
See, both warned Israel of impending judgment and exhorted God's people to repentance and a renewed faith in God and His Word. Is there not any word from the Lord? Dear heart, what do you think is happening in our land today? You ever just sit down and really consider and think? How many of you ever saw a storm like we had first week of July? I don't see hands going up. In fact, they don't have any history of a storm like that. Where did that storm come from? Did I ever consider that? Oh, it came from out west of us somewhere. But where did it begin? It began with God. How on earth could you have a hurricane on land? That's exactly what we experienced. And then you go out a little farther west, and
there's no corn crops, there's no bean crops, there's no vegetable crops. What's going on? I think what's going on, judgment is upon our nation.
We're under the permissive will of Almighty God. And then we as Baptists, let me say it just like it is. Boy, we need a new president.
Well, I guarantee you we don't need the president we've got.
Only if we can have a better state government. And you know, people in business are too crooked. And they're selling our nation out to foreign countries. Is that money the problem? Listen to me, that's not the problem. The problem is in the Lord's Baptist churches, and we don't get up in the morning and ask, is there a word from our God in heaven for us? Is there something, Lord, that we need to recognize and realize? Is it any different today? Do you realize that any day now that our nation, with just a few little things happening, is going to declare bankruptcy? Oh, but we live in the land of plenty.
No, we don't. We live in a land that's been blessed by Almighty God.
And we've taken the very things that God blessed us with and made us our little gods out of those things. And we set up our little idols and we worship those.
And we turn away from the God of heaven. And look what's happening to us.
Baptist churches
are dying. Let's face it.
I went
in a Baptist church one day and preached. And my wife and I was the youngest people in that congregation. And we were old people.
God's will
that we just sit down and die?
Is it God's will for His church that we just sit down?
Is God in the business of killing Baptist churches?
Does God want this church to die? Does God want the church I pastor to die? Is God somehow trying to kill these churches? But yet I hear a preacher saying, well, that's just the way it is. Is there a word from the Lord? Romans 10:8, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of God which we preach. And listen, I'm preaching this message to some good, sound, hard-preaching preachers that believe the truth and they practice the truth. And what we all need to do is get behind our pastors and get in the truth. And start applying that truth.
There was a preacher. I forget his name. I read this story.
Every day he preached in the city, pastored in the city,
he'd take them all.
Every day he would meet this fellow on the street and he'd drive witness to him. Talk to him about the Lord.
No, man would refuse it.
One day he's going along and the preacher goes up
and the fellow, you know, is coming toward him and he says,
there's that preacher. He said, you're going to talk to me about the Lord?
He said, no.
He said, listen, there is nothing to that preaching you preach anyway. Well, let's get a little history here. That man was a salt maker. Made salt for a living. There's this little boy in the street. You know how little boys get when you get in the street and all the grime and mud and grit? That little boy was covered
from head to toe.
And the preacher said this. He said, boy, that soap you make ain't worth a dime. It ain't no good. That just won't do the job.
And the fellow gets angry and he says, man, you don't know what you're talking about. He said, yes, I do.
He said, how can you say that? He said, look at that little boy in the street. Look at that muddy, greasy, grimy, dirty. He said, that soap's done nothing for him. He says, wait a minute. Hold on. He says, that soap's never been applied. Never touched it.
How many of us go and sit down and preach on the Word of God, Sunday school lesson, teaching the Word of God, and it comes right on over our heads?
Folks, the Word of God is ineffective for a child of God that will not apply that Word
to his heart and soul and life.
Is there a word from the Lord for us today? Is there a word for us even in these awful, dreadful times when judgment little by little is coming upon our communities and upon our nation? Did you know
back in West Virginia is about, 14 or 15,000 people?
And I watched the paper. I get the back of the paper. Were you aware that there's more murders and rape and robberies in fact in West Virginia today than there was in Cincinnati, Ohio
10 years ago?
What's that? One of that dear old ladies, 81 years old, was working her flower garden one day and this nice lady comes up and tells her, I'm a salesperson here in the community and I'm really thirsty. Would you give me a drink of water? Right in the middle of the afternoon. And she goes in to her kitchen and went to the sink to get that lady a drink of water. Well, this is a little town of High Cove, West Virginia. And that lady pushed her against the cabinets and pulled this pickup truck in and they proceeded to rob her house. Folks, what's going on? What's going on? That's just the way it is. There's word from God. In this God-forsaken generation, in this immoral, bankrupt society that has destroyed our nation,
they hate God, they hate His Word. But we can be reminded, there's a word from God for us. There is word from God for God's people. And that word from God can build us up in the holy faith, and we can live good, wonderful, blessed lives. Can I remind us of something before I make a few points? In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, we wore that verse out, haven't we? If my people, which are called by my name, that's us. You know, I think the Baptist name is God's name for God's people. I'm not going to labor the point for anybody else to be saved, but I'm going to talk about God's blessed people. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face, and pray and turn from their wicked ways, that's repentance. He said, then will I hear from heaven, and I'll heal their land. I don't have to appeal to Congress. I don't have to appeal to the governor. I don't have to appeal to the banking industry. Our appeal is to God. But when we go there, get ourselves ready to come. Humble ourselves and pray and seek the face of God and repent of our sins. There's a word from the Lord. Did you know, I figured this out. It took me a while, but I figured this out. Did you know, and the Lord said, and God said, and the Holy Spirit said, did you know that's found over 2,000 times in the Word of God, your heart? You think about that. Over 2,000 times in this Bible I have before me, God said. Got an old preacher friend. Used to preach. When I was first called to preach. He get the pulpit, and boy, I'd like to hear him preach. He'd make a little statement. He'd say, and the Lord said, and God said, and the Scripture says, and this book says. Folks, that's what we need today. We need preaching. Lord said, oh, earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. In Psalm 138:2, thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. How do we know the Lord? How do we know God? How do we know He exists? Just one scripture. In the beginning, God. The revelation of God, all that He is, all that He does, all of His attributes, are in the book. We need to know that. We need to understand that. Is there a word from the Lord? Yes, there is. I guarantee you, every one of us have longings in our heart today. Deep, heartfelt longings. Our heart yearn for the blessings of God. Amidst these troubled times, listen. Don't take your pastor back to the past. Don't try to live in the future. Get right down to it today and let's take it in the present. I can't live on the blessings that I experienced when I was first in the ministry. Things were far different now. There was less opposition, less criticism, less threats and everything else from the world. But today it's like it is. There's something I try to teach our people. You know, the past is upon us. It's forgotten. And tomorrow never comes. So whatever we're going to hear and do must be when today. Today is the accepted time. And we have troubles in our homes. I guarantee you have trouble in your home because of the world, the flesh, the devil. There's trouble in our government, there's trouble in our economy, there's trouble in our school system, there's trouble in our society. Why? God said man's born a woman a few days and full of trouble. So we've got troubles. There's a man that asked me one time, said, you want a sermon outline? I said, I'll give you one. 3 points to the point, he said. I've got troubles. You've got troubles. We've all got troubles. You know what the point was? Adam had them.
need to know that we have troubles. And the United States of America, that our forefathers built and lived, we don't know that no more. We're suffering utterly. And you know what the proof is? Every day you see the news media put that thing up there flashing with the national debt. You know, that don't concern me at all. You know what concerns me is the condition of Baptist churches. That's what concerns me. Not that we're not deep in debt. And it begins with the love of God that's set abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. We need to love God. We need to love His Word. We need to love His people, His church. One another is what He said. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. Love thy neighbors thyself. And the new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another even as I have loved you. And by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one for another. Is there a word from the Lord? Oh, yes. Yes, there is. John 14:1 says, let not your heart be troubled. But preacher, that's easy to preach. It is. God tells me, let not my heart be troubled. Is that a word from the Lord? Oh, yes. What is that word? If you have a troubled heart, longings in your soul, you want those met. Our Savior said in John 8:29, he that hath sent me is with me. The Father that has sent me never left me alone. There's our answer. That's God's word to us. Amen. We have the blessed Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to go with us, lead us, guide us, correct us. And then He said something else. The Father's always with me. Then He said something else. For I do always that now. He didn't say, I'm not going to worry, I'm going to sit down here and everything's going to be all right, because the Lord's with me. That's what He said. He said, He's not left me alone. He said, I do always those things that are pleasing to the Father. What He's saying to us, bring your burden to the Lord, He'll take care of those burdens, and you just go out and do just like I did. You just do what's pleasing to the Father. We've got a work to do. We've got a way to do it. There's work concerning what we've lost. You know, people are concerned today with all their losses. They have these longings, they lose this, and they grieve over this, and they grieve over that. Jobs. Coal industry in West Virginia is half dead. Coal industry in West Virginia feeds the hungry. Pays for our houses and our cars. Houses, incomes, savings, retirement is all in loss. Have a son work for a plant over 15 years. Get a 401k. In just a week, it bottomed out. Some of you have that. Some of you experienced that. 15 years of working and paying into that 401k. The company paid so much, he paid so much. Gone. Had another son. Over 15 years on his job, they come on a Monday morning and gave him a pink slip. Friday, they moved the company out of United States to Mexico. Seems like we're always on the losing end. Now, turn with me to the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 37. Look at the word of the Lord. Is there a word from the Lord concerning these things? Is the Lord really interested in we Baptist church members saved by the grace of God that have a church and a pastor that we need to be serving God? Is it just as if God doesn't want to serve Him anymore?
churches. Well, I'll tell you what's happening to churches. It's happened to us, and I'm sure it's happened to others. And the income is going down. You know why?
People losing their jobs or getting mediocre jobs or taking jobs that don't pay like the jobs they had. And churches are suffering financially.
Is there a word from the Lord? Look in Psalms 37:3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord and do good.
Is there a word from the Lord concerning all this?
Yes, there is. Trust in the Lord and do good.
So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Look at this. Unite thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire of thine heart.
Boy, we live down there where all that rafting and fun and games is. And that's what people joy in anymore. That's what they rejoice in. But you know, the laughter is going out of our part of the country. You know why? Because the income goes down.
And those people used to spend 25% of their income on entertainment, and they bless every church that preaches on tithing, preaches 10%, but they give 25% to amuse themselves.
And now they're not amusing themselves anymore. Why? The doctor knows. Our delight is in the Lord Christ, in the Lord God, in His Word, in His promises. Delight thyself in the Lord.
And he shall give thee
the desires of thine heart.
Commit
thy way unto the Lord. Trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
He shall bring forth thy
righteousness as the light,
and thy judgment as the noonday.
Now look at verse 7. Rest in the Lord. Rest in him. Wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him that prospereth in his way.
Because of the man who bringeth wicked
devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath.
Fret not thyself
in any wise to do evil.
Is there a word from the Lord?
Oh, yes. From the lips of our Savior. Look in Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to have to hurry up. Matthew chapter 6. Look at verses 31 and 33.
Therefore take no thought, saying, what
shall we eat?
What shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things
do the Gentiles seek.
For your heavenly Father
knoweth that you have need of all these things. He knows.
But seek ye first. See our power. If we want it to come to pass and have all of our needs be met, joy in the Lord, trust in Him, rest in Him.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
A right standing, a sanctified life that seeks to be holy and uses Jesus as our example and not Paris as
dressmakers and all that.
We worry too much about what somebody else is doing or worrying or saying.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Look here.
Take no thought for the morrow.
Take no thought for the morrow, for the morrow will take thought for itself.
Is there a word from the Lord?
Oh, yes, there is.
Even amidst the worst times,
there's something we need to practice. You know what that is?
In Luke 6:38, Gil.
Gil.
You know,
the income of a Baptist church should never really go down.
Giving shall be given unto you. Heaped up.
Pressed down. Shaken together.
Shall men give into your bosom? For with the same measure that you meet, it shall be given unto you again.
Can I share this with you? Not to pat myself on the back, but
you know, you do things that the Lord gives you opportunity to do. When the storm came,
my wife and I went out ministering to our neighbors, people in our church.
Well, there was a church in Tennessee sent us a whole bunch of water,
food, things, staples that people needed.
And we started distributing that
to the people that was really in need.
We started, there's an old couple there, he's an invalid.
His wife has to take care of him 24 hours a day. And their son had bought them a generator, and I traveled many, many, many miles looking for gasoline for that generator. I'd get up in the middle of the night and go to the service station looking where nobody else was traveling that time of night.
And then we run out of food, we
run out of gas, and we started spending the money.
Don't pat me on the back, I'm going to show you something. We started spending our money. And I told them, I said, we're not going to use a credit card. We're going to spend our money
that we've got. We're going to write checks and buy what these people need.
I mean, they were really in need. I'm talking about people didn't have no food, no water, no medicine, no nothing.
And you know, we were just about broke. The folks, we were praying for those people. We knew those people.
They were friends and neighbors and people we ministered to.
And they opened the post office. Finally got the post office back up after about 6 or 7 days. Now you will know the rest of the story. My wife went to the post office and she came back and opened this envelope and out of the blue, there was a check.
You know, God gave us back more than what we spent. Why am I saying that, folks? We have a great, wonderful, blessed God in
heaven who's able.
Yeah.
Who's able. There's words from the Lord.
There's a word
concerning enduring, lasting, everlasting life. In 1 Peter 5:7, he simply said, cast all your cares upon him. He cares for you. He really does. But do like Jesus said.
He always knew the nearness of the Father,
but he said, I always do my Father's will. You will know the Father's will before I sit down. This is God's will. Listen to it. Not hear to it.
Yes, no. I'd always have a congregational song.